So how do businesses in Wiltshire protect themselves from being spied on? Dyson turned over more than £1 billion last year, posting record profits of £306 million, and yet all their competitors have to do is take a screwdriver to the company's new cordless vacuum cleaner and copy what's inside. On the line now is Adela Williams, who is a patent research manager with the firm Innovate Product Design, which is based in Salisbury. Hello, Adela.
Hello, Mark.
I mean, you would have thought if something has on it the words patent protected, then that's it. It's safe. What does a patent actually protect?
Gosh, it's quite an open question. It depends, really, on what the company has protected. I know you just spoke about Dyson. Dyson will have protected many, many elements of their product. And like you say, you would think that something saying that it has a patent on it would automatically protect it, but it's actually up to the company to enforce their patent. So if Dyson becomes aware that someone is producing something similar to them, it's for them to then take them to court.
Right, OK, so it's the company that has to be on the lookout. So when Les goes and buys his what he thinks are genuine toothbrushes to fit his electric toothbrush, and they turn out not to be real, and they're packaged up as though they are the genuine thing, then it's up to in this case, Procter & Gamble, to try and find out who made them or who's selling them.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A lot of these things do end in court cases. I mean, a classic example of that is Apple at the moment with Samsung. That's an example of the way they've enforced their patent, is taking Samsung to court.
That's true, because they are claiming that Samsung's and features of the Samsung Android mobile phone is very similar to an iPhone. Isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, when it's an idea or a design rather than a thing, if you like, I mean, they're not saying it's the actual phone handset. Yeah. I mean, if it were, say, you know, one of these new vacuum cleaners, is it the idea that you're protecting or the actual product itself?
Well, there are quite a few different forms of protection that people can take. So a patent actually protects the concept, the idea, and how something works. But then there's a different form of protection, which is a registered design, which will protect the external appearance of something. So for quite a lot of products, they will hold both of those forms of protection. They will have the patent on the actual concept, and then the registered design on the actual visual appearance of it itself.
Right, 3,000 patents Dyson have got for over 500 different inventions. So
yes, that doesn't surprise me.
It's clearly very important then to business to protect ideas.
I mean, that is your main form of protection, and it is the one key thing that really does stand in court. So yeah, it's absolutely crucial to products, and I think the Apple-Samsung debate is a classic example where patents really do matter, and I think as a result of this case, you will see lots more people putting in patents on their ideas.
It's expensive, isn't it? Because Apple accused Samsung, didn't they, of copying the iPad, and it cost Samsung £655 million. But Samsung argues that it's impossible to say who came up with these ideas first. If someone listening to this now says, well, I've got a brilliant idea for an invention, they can go down to the patents people and say, right, I want to patent this invention. I guess they could discover that it's already been made.
Yeah, do you know what, that is true. One of the very first things that we advise our clients to do is to do an actual patent search to see whether anyone else already has protection on their idea or parts of their idea. And that's always a really key thing to do with any first idea, because from there you'll know how viable it is to get a patent application through.
Yeah, I see. Yes, I mean, it is. I mean, it's not just the money, I guess, but it's the name. I mean, I've been around the Dyson plant, for example, in Malmesbury, and to be honest, they only tolerate using the word Hoover twice.
Yeah, very much, because, you know, a name and a brand can mean so much to a company, especially when you get to the level of Dyson. You know, that's a massive brand in itself, and the name is worth a lot.
But they are distinctly different, though. They look different, and they have different names. If you go to the supermarket and you buy Weetabix or something that's called itself Weetabisque, with a packet that's also yellow and also got those kind of grains of wheat logos on the front, are companies kind of constantly surfing close to the wind, making sure that they can get away with as much as they can get away with?
Yeah, I think it depends. I think for someone like Dyson, it's very much the product. And like you say, with regards to foods, it's very much to do with sort of trademarking. So it would be up to a trademark attorney to really decide how similar it is to things. But
because you can understand why grandma and granddad, will buy, will say, look, I've got you an Action Man. And you look and say, that's not an Action Man. I can tell the difference. I guess the patent is designed to protect
Absolutely.
People who are just making that genuine mistake of thinking,
Absolutely.
I thought I had the proper thing.
Yeah, it's very, very much a key thing. And I think, you know, that's one of the reasons why Dyson are doing so well is that they do have a very good legal team in place. But probably most importantly with Dyson, it's kind of a classic example of a company that's run by a product design engineer and they're always evolving and coming up with innovative products. It's very much an innovation-led market at the moment.
Right, so it's all about coming up with new ideas. We were talking about this on the programme yesterday because the Honda's new CR-V is out. And we were being told yesterday on the programme that a lot of business now is about new ideas. It's about, because of the recession and because of problems, you've got to innovate. You can't just rely on what you've always made.
Absolutely. I think, you know, Dyson is a classic example of that. He's always looking for more innovative solutions to things. And I think in a time where there is a recession, it's really encouraging to see a company like that doing so well. It's a shame there aren't more companies in the UK doing the same thing.
It'd be interesting to watch. It'd be interesting to see who does make a change. Although, I guess if you're Coca-Cola, you already know that perhaps making that change wasn't such a good idea.
Absolutely.
And you go back to the original one. Remember New Coke? The best thing about when they brought out New Coke, which is a terrible disaster, wasn't it? I remember seeing it was a newspaper advert. It was every broadsheet newspaper in the country, and it was taken out by Pepsi Cola, and it was just a blank sheet, and it had the Pepsi Cola logo at the bottom, and in the middle it just said, "The other guy just blinked."
Oh, no.
And you thought, ooh, nice one.
Yeah.
Nice one. New Coke was a terrible mistake. So absolutely. Some brands, you've got to stick with what you know. But the secret, I guess, for young businesses, new businesses in Wiltshire is ideas.
Absolutely. And it's very much, it's very encouraging for inventors and people with new ideas. You know, it's a fantastic opportunity because we are in a recession and people are more selective about what they're spending on. I think companies want the best products to entice people in. So from an inventor's point of view, it's a great time to attempt to get your product onto the market and see if anyone's interested.
Della, thank you very much indeed.
Oh, that's okay.
Have a terrific day.
Thank you.
That's Della Williams there, who is a patent expert, as apparent there. She's a patent expert from a company in Salisbury called Design... I don't know, just get the correct name there. There you go, Innovate Product Design. Innovate Product Design. Obviously, they want to be distinct because that's part of their business. But how do you tell the difference then between something that's real and something that's a rip-off? Or perhaps you enjoy the rip-off, I'm sure. If I came back, like Brian on the Facebook pages there, his daughter...